Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Tensions are rising between the United States and North Korea, but Japan is right next door and well within range of North Korean missiles. Recent North Korean launches had Japan on high alert, and that country is now dealing with missiles flying over its territory. Here with a view from Japan is Anna Fifield. Anna is Tokyo Bureau Chief for The Washington Post. Anna, welcome.
Thanks, Todd. Great to be here.
Well, we've heard these reports that Japan is considering evacuations of its citizens from South Korea, and that makes it sound like the government is at least pretty alarmed. What do things look like there?
Right. Well, the Japanese government does have contingency plans like this. They've been in existence for some time and just get dredged up every time there are tensions like this. So I don't think it's particularly unusual right now that these talks of the contingency plans are floating around. But of course, Japanese people are very worried by the recent developments, the recent obvious demonstration of North Korea's technological advances. The most recent missile test was an intermediate range ballistic missile that flew over the Japanese island of Hokkaido. And this had people there, you know, they got emergency signals on their cell phones. There were sirens going off telling people to take cover. So this was obviously a scary development.
I'm interested in how not only the government, but the society at large feels about this confrontation. I mean, Japan is a country with a long military history, but strictly defensive in its posture today, even in the law in Japan. Do they favor diplomacy strictly with North Korea? Are there elements in Japan that talk about a more aggressive approach?
By and large, the general public favors diplomacy, favors a negotiated solution to this issue. So Japan has been pushing that at the same time as the denuclearization track has been going on. And the government has been quite reluctant to do anything that could compromise its abduction negotiations there. But things are changing because Japan really is in the firing line here. So the government has been pushing a greater militarization. They want better missile defenses. There is quite a lot of talk at senior political levels about taking off some of these shackles on the Japanese military and allowing them to have striking capability, offensive capability, not just defensive capability. And that is a strong desire amongst the Prime Minister, Shinzo Abe, and the leadership in his ruling party. There is quite a lot of public opposition to this idea, but that opposition is weakening by the day here because North Korea is helping Shinzo Abe and his government make the case for Japan needing more ability to defend itself and perhaps even to attack.
You mentioned, Anna, that people in Japan are anticipating more tests. Where does this go?
Yes, I mean, it is a matter of when, not if. North Korea has been making really clear progress. They've been testing increasingly longer range missiles. So the last missile test they did, that was not an intercontinental ballistic missile. So the expectation now is that that will be next, that North Korea will shoot one of these missiles on a much flatter trajectory towards the United States, perhaps. Of course, that will have to go over Japan. So this is seen as the logical next step for North Korea to take to test its missile capability and get another step closer to being able to deliver a nuclear weapon to the continental United States.
Anna Fifield, Tokyo Bureau Chief for The Washington Post, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome, Todd. Thank you.